Glory to Jesus Christ. If you follow Christian media, so you could notice that in the last few weeks there are a lot of articles, there are a lot of interviews or reflections which are connected with some kind of analysis of situation after this coronavirus. And you can really easily find that all those articles and these reflections, they are talking about three group of people, Christians. There is like one group which was not afflicted by that. Yes, churches were closed. And when they were open again, they returned back. They continued in their life with Christ as it was before. Those people were watching online liturgies, doing devotions, trying to survive that time of desert. And they are talking about another group in this media. They are talking about people, and it is not a big group, who were transformed through this, who say that this some kind of difficulty brought them to stronger faith, that it became more radical in way how they live their life with Christ. And with sadness, they are talking about third group. And it is really big group. It's almost horrible how big group it is. Those are people who somehow didn't manage this time very well. And because they allow themselves to go to some kind of negligence, not care, their faith became dead. And suddenly when churches were open, they don't feel urge to come back, because they don't feel that it is good for them. And it is not easy to read those things or watch these videos or listen to these podcasts. But you could find there even answer for the third group. The answer is that the problem is that those people never made a real decision for Christ. Maybe they were coming to the church because they used to. Maybe they were brought as children, they were coming to the church with parents, and they just kept this habit. Another reason is that they are coming because of their friends or family to meet people. Maybe they were coming because they had this need to belong somewhere. And they thought, well, church is giving me some kind of good impulses, makes me a good person. There are many other reasons. But the problem is that none of them is that I go to the church because I want to come to the grace of salvation for my soul. That I come to the church to glorify God, to serve Him, to really serve him. And we can ask, well, but they don't say that I don't believe in God. They would say, I believe in God, I allow God even. So what is this problem that they didn't make decision for Christ if they say that I believe in Christ, that I want heaven? Saint Theophan de Recluse, he wrote several books on spiritual life, and one of them is Path to Salvation. It is one of those many textbooks about spiritual life. And when we start to read this book, immediately on first pages, we find something what is answer, what describe, what does it mean to make decision for Christ. He says that in the life of each Christian, there is a special moment when the person makes decision to live a life in this way that he wants to please God in everything. It's firm and radical decision to please God with my life. And later he describes that this is the role of parents, because many people are baptized like children and like babies. And this is the role of parents to raise the child. When this touch of grace comes, when this child is able to make this decision to please, to live this way of life, to please God in everything. But even for us, we could find these moments in our life when we were touched by something and we felt that this is moment of grace, that when God calls us with some kind of intensity to follow him, to really follow him. And don't say that you didn't experience this moment, this touch of grace. But did we respond it well? The young man from this gospel, he had this moment, he had goodwill, and he had this touch of grace when he was really trying to find a way how to obtain eternal life. And he asked right person, right question. And he got good answer, correct answer. But he didn't make the decision. And sadness came to his heart. The same moments we have in our life, God calls us non-stop. And actually, many problems in our lives are only when we say no to this calling. Because each no to God's calling, it means to open ourselves to not pleasant spirits. What does it mean to make this decision? And I don't think about that, how to describe this decision, this radicalism of this decision. It came to my mind, this not story, it is just fact, which was written about life in one monastery in Greece, but I think that it is more common in other monasteries too. And there's a special moment when young monk, before they cut his hair, and when he is received as a monk, night before, he has to do one thing. He has to write a letter to his parents. For example, if name of this man is John, so he writes in this way, "Dear Mr. and Mrs. Name," his parents, "Your son John died today. Please pray for his soul." This is that sign, some kind of physical sign of his inner decision, that he gives his life to Christ. It means that he, as a John, died. A new John was born, John who serves God. And you know, this is what is tradition in monasteries. This is really something what we are doing, and we are doing before our baptism, if we are baptized as adults. Or if we are baptized as babies, we have to come to this moment of decision when God calls us to take it seriously, our faith. This decision is similar to writing to that letter. This decision means that I announce the world. Today, through my decision for Christ, I am dying. But somebody new is born. I am dying, it means that I become free from all these attachments with others, with world, with everything. Because new person is born, and this person has only attachment to God. This is how gospel teaches us to enter to really this a real relationship with Christ. If we try to live with world, to serve world and to serve to God in portion we choose, then we are in danger that our faith will become dead, not active, not bringing us this blessing we expect from our faith. We will be not transformed. Maybe we will be good people, decent people, but we will be not people who have relationship with God. And only this relationship with God brings salvation. Gospel, if we read that with open eyes, open heart, has this demand. We heard it today. This young man was not able to make decision for Christ. He left Christ. He went away from him. He he went away from source of salvation. He made this decision. Can we count how many times we went away from Christ when we refused to keep his word he's saying us in gospel? And when we realize that, it is impossible not to cry. And when you realize that it's impossible not to go to our knees with tears and beg for forgiveness. Because we are losing something what he promised to give us through our own decision. We will be not entering heaven according to our conditions. We will be entering heaven only when we fulfill God's conditions. So let's pray during this liturgy. Let's ask this Christ, this living God who comes to our heart in Eucharist, to give us this ability to see, to understand, and courage to really make decision for him. Let's write today this letter that I, Miron, I announce to the world that I died today. A new person who serves God and wants to please God in everything is born. Let's write this letter and let's let the world to know about that. Amen.